So it's a cold wintry morning. It's just gone 7:30, and we're on the way to school, aren't we?
Yes.
So welcome to the big school run for Napod Pomo, day 6, I think.
Seven, 2021.
Yeah, probably. Anyway, hi, my name's Dave, and welcome to day 6. No, day 5 of my... I haven't got a clue what day I'm on.
Ugh.
Day 5 of my Napod Pomo series for 2020. I'm joined this morning on the school run by
Alex,
who's just thumped the recorder. And obviously we've got cars and stuff going past as well, so please excuse the noise.
And a coughing Alex.
And a coughing Alex, yeah. Why, are you unwell?
No, I just coughed.
Oh, fair enough. Can't argue with that. So, today is bonfire night, as I mentioned on yesterday's show.
Yeah.
So, what are we going to do this evening?
Fireworks.
Have we got fireworks?
Yes.
Did I get some?
Yes.
Oh, okay, that's good then. So, yeah, we're going to...
sparklers after that.
Yeah, we got sparklers as well. I figured, I don't know, last year you guys didn't seem too enamoured about the idea of sparklers. You were kind of like, don't like these, sparklers.
But the point is, last time I did sparklers, I touched the black bit that was really hot. Then I had to wash my hands because it hurt.
Well, don't touch the black bit.
I don't know why it is.
And I don't know why. You were wearing gloves, weren't you?
No.
Oh, you should have been. Oh well, that's me in trouble. No, you should never touch the black bit of the sparkler. I'm pretty certain I told you that, love.
No, you did not.
I would have done, because I would have said to you, hold it right at the bottom where the wire is.
You didn't tell me.
And don't touch it when it goes out.
No, you didn't. You didn't tell me to not touch the black bit.
Why would I have not told you?
Just let's just talk about something else.
Why would I have not? Yeah, because you know I'm right, that's why.
Sure.
Yeah, whatever.
Sure.
Anyway, what are you doing at school today? Can you walk, not dance?
We are doing something.
What?
I don't know.
It's a Thursday. What do you do on a Thursday?
We normally...
See, this is how it is every morning, peoples, and most evenings as well, when I ask Alex either what he's going to do or what he has done in school, and he's like, I don't know, stuff. Mm-hmm. At least I know what you're going to be doing tomorrow, because it's PE tomorrow, isn't it?
No.
Yes?
Training day tomorrow.
Oh, it's a training day tomorrow. Oh, no. Does that mean we get you all day?
Yeah.
Oh, what? That's awful news. What are we going to do about that?
I don't know.
No, I don't know either. Well, I'm working, so it won't be me looking after you.
Well, then Amy and Kyle come back after me.
Well, they'll be at school.
Oh, yeah.
It's only your school that's on a training day tomorrow.
Because then I can just take care of myself.
Yeah, so I can see how good that would turn out.
Wow. And then they can have Infinite Chris do everything, and then then hack into your phone, and then make my Peggy rating Peggy 18, and install every game in the world.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, your phone is set to pick a Peggy 7 for a reason.
Yeah, because I'm 7.
Yeah, that'd probably do it. Anyway, we've just arrived at school, so I shall pause it here and I will come back to you very certain. Say goodbye, Alex.
Goodbye.
Have a good day at school. Right, that's Alex dropped off at school and walking back home now. It's only about, I don't know, 5-6 minutes walk between home and the school. When lockdown first happened, when the original lockdown happened, Caroline would take all the kids to school. She'd take Alex. Nice. We'd take Alex to go to school for about 8 o'clock. and then we'll take the girls to their school, which is about 3 miles away, a bit later on. But then as I try and get myself up and ready to be at work for 8 o'clock, early start, early finish, it kind of makes sense for me to be taking Alex into school, and then Caroline can take the girls at her leisure rather than having to rush around and get up really early in the morning, which suits me. I'm happy with that. But unfortunately, Caroline got the news on Wednesday, no, on Tuesday, that as part of the national lockdown, she's going to be furloughed again. So she's now furloughed for 4 weeks. She's only just gone back to full time after the previous phase return, after the first furlough. So she's very frustrated about that, because she likes her work, she likes to work. And she's now got to find things to do to fill her time in a day, because I'm still working, so I can't, you know, socialise with her too much during the day. So we'll see where that takes us anyway. So it is day one of English national lockdown. It's like when a new year comes along, nothing appears to have changed, nothing looks different yet. I'm sure that time will come. Oh well. Well, that's it from me. If you haven't already done so, please do subscribe to The Big Slurp wherever you get your podcasts. If you find somewhere that you use for podcasting that The Big Slurp is not listed in, then please do let me know and I will get that corrected. Also, let me know if you've got any thoughts on what I've spoken about today, or if there's anything that you would like me to cover off or offer my opinion on in a future episode. Drop me an email, slurp@thelovebug.org, or leave a comment on this episode over at thelovebug.org/schoolrun. So that's it for now. Thanks for listening. You can find all my previous episodes over at thelovebug.org/slurp. Wherever you are in the world, be safe, go to school. I'll be back tomorrow. Please join me if you can.